From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. For a while now, people have been comparing the market for car loans to the mortgage lending crisis of 2008. The similarity is in the growing volume of riskier subprime loans. Now, we can throw in another nasty common thread: increasing rates of default. As Marketplace's Adam Allington tells us, lenders are starting to get a little worried.
Subprime lending has been big business in recent years, says Melinda Zabritsky, director of automotive finance at Experian. But as delinquencies have started rising, she says the big national lenders are tightening standards.
Probably in the next 2 to 3 quarters, I would expect to see delinquencies start tapering off.
But even as the big banks retreat from subprime lending, other companies are jumping in.
Auto finance companies, which are normally state regulated, have jumped in to fill the void.
Chris Kukla is an executive vice president at the Center for Responsible Lending. He says there are other similarities to the housing bust, including a kind of layering of risky loan terms.
And so you're making loans that people are stretching to afford with higher interest rates, with longer loan terms, and they're borrowing more than the car's worth. Layer all those things on top of each other, and you're inviting delinquency and default.
This matters, says Kukla, because if people are defaulting on their car loans, they're more likely to default on other loans as well. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.